Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The story of the American nation is the story of a people blessed by heaven. Miracles. In God we trust.
It is In God We Trust, ladies and gentlemen. We absolutely, on Liberty Roundtable Live, believe in miracles without a doubt. Does God exist? Oh, yes, he does, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the broadcast for, believe it or not, it's Friday the 13th. And some people are cynical about that. Some people want to, you know, go off on that and be concerned and get your head back in bed and kind of stuff. On the other hand, we don't. We trust in God and say, you know what? If we keep his commandments, he will bless us. If we do not keep his commandments, we will simply lose those blessings. And the plan by God is very simple. He loves us. We're his children. He wants us to be like him. He wants us to live one day after this life with him. And most importantly, he's given us the blueprint to be preserved and protected and loved by him. And he grants us miracles from time to time to increase our faith and to help us In God We Trust. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a special broadcast edition, if you will. You ask why? Because we're going to be talking about two incredible films today that are available for Christmas. Okay, I don't make a penny on this, but I bring this up because I believe that, you know what, a healthy understanding of an appreciation for a gratitude for the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth, is Christmassy. Because it is a nation that points to God Almighty as its source of greater authority than government from its very inception. Our special guest today, Mr. Ken Cromar, he is the owner and the manager of Blue Moon Productions.
Good morning.
And they will be working on a bunch of different things, but for now they've got two films to let you know about. One is a brand new production, if you will. The other is a digitally remastered Blu-ray DVD version. Ken, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, Sam, and I appreciate being with you. And I actually, the Friday the 13th thing is really just bad news for the dark and deep state because light is shining through today, and that's what we're here to talk about, right?
Amen, and that's why I say, you know, do miracles exist? I say, yes, they do. And the first film I want to talk about is the one that you really created from scratch. Miracles in God We Trust is what it's called, right?
That's exactly right, yes. It's a documentary film. It's about an hour and 35 minutes. We've got a lot of people that you know and love and have had on your show. Everyone from Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Senator Mike Lee, David Barton, Chris Ann Hall, Kate Daly. A list of folks. Gosh, when we get to Miracles, the second show, we've got to have Sam on there.
Amen to that. Now, what you've taken right now really is kind of an old man biker in Stan Ellsworth.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean an old man to be negative about him. What I'm getting across is he represents the older, the middle age, and the older adult generation. And you combine that with a young girl that represents the younger generation. And I think that's a critical point because we need all generations active in the sacred cause of liberty.
Absolutely. You know, Stan Ellsworth was the host for a very famous popular show called American Ride. He's a Harley Davidson riding, do-rag wearing, bearded, big guy. Used to play football. And he is just a big man with a deep voice. And people love him. And so we took him, we'll call him the Beast, with this beautiful young lady, we'll call her Beauty, Linnea, and they went around and interviewed students on campus to talk about, you know, ask them questions like, do you believe in God? Do you believe in miracles? And the answers we got were absolutely amazing. In fact, this one of the most unique things was, is literally probably our second or third interview, just at the start of the day, was a guy who just got out of prison and had begged God's help and had received it, and he got out of prison. And it's stunning stories, and to hear the students today talk is encouraging and also discouraging as you realize just how little the students, college students today know about God, and miracles, let alone miracles.
They start out with the question, is God dead? Do miracles happen anymore? America's college students have questions, and they literally cruise around the nation asking those questions. The answers they get are, on one hand, I'm grateful for them. On the other hand, it scares me of how divided America has become. But at the same time, we need to celebrate our nation's birth and freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, this did not happen by accident. It was bought with a price of blood. The founders and patriots prayed for miracles in their quest, and they found them, and they testify of them. And the best part about this movie is we plumb the realities on the ground with college students of what they understand, what they know, what they believe, what they hope, what they dream. And then we combine that with education about what our founders knew and boldly told stories about and testified of, which is, ladies and gentlemen, In God We Trust. And that film is available now where, sir?
By the exact same title, Miracles in God We Trust, all one word. Miracles in God We Trust .com or .org, either one. Miracles in God We Trust .com.
And let's be clear, there's no spaces or dashes. It's just one word. Miracles in God We Trust .com.
/ contacts. And at contacts, you can, there's a spot to make donations, and we'll just simply send them out to you just as quickly as the donation comes in for it.
And when you say send them out, you're talking about sending out a physical DVD somebody can have for Christmas, right?
That's right. That's right. And you know, people were sliding into the streaming world pretty much, and we knew that. We knew that. But we also realized that to have a hard copy that one can share and put into libraries and use as promotionals in their campaigns when they're a constitutional candidate, things like that, is really valuable. And so we are now streaming on Amazon. .com. It seems to bounce around whether it's free or not on Prime, but give it a shot. At the most, it costs you $2 to $3 to watch it streaming. But we're branching out even at Amazon. We should have the Blu-ray and DVDs of both shows here very soon. Yeah.
All right. And now, you get a gift.
Miracles in God We Trust.com. You can ask for either A More Perfect Union or the documentary Miracles.
Or, of course, both.
Right, right. Yeah, preferably both.
Now, don't you get a special gift when you buy it online from miraclesandgodwetrust.com as well?
Absolutely. We put a copy of the Pocket Constitution right inside with the DVDs and Blu-rays. So we are trying to help get the message out and wake up America to the solution of our liberty. Frankly, if we don't use our Constitution, we will lose it. And so we've got to help arm people and understand that with God's help and his miracles, this nation shall endure. I wonder where I've heard that before.
Uh-huh. All right. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Ken Cromar and many others worked on these projects. Ken's probably getting the credit right now, but many people deserve credit. Speaking of miracles, though, A More Perfect Union is a movie that Brigham Young University put out in the 80s. Incredible movie about the founding of this country, about what it took to create the greatest nation in the history of the world, what it took to set all aside and draft what I would say to be the greatest political document ever created by man. I believe inspired by God, just my humble opinion. The reason that I bring this up is A More Perfect Union movie, it was old school, and it didn't look very good, and it didn't display well on modern, you know, equipment, and et cetera, et cetera. And what happened was Ken Cromar was able to obtain the rights to this and remaster the whole thing to Blu-ray quality. That's a miracle, sir, believe it or not.
Oh, yes, it was. You know, when we were making the documentary Miracles in God We Trust, what happened is we had a climactic moment during the founding of our nation portion of the film, and we wanted to use 3 minutes from this famous film, A More Perfect Union, that cataloged the, documented the Constitutional Convention. Well, when we went to the university to ask for licensing to be able to do that, we thought, well, let's just ask for licensing to re-release the whole film. It needs a little facelift anyway. And unfortunately, what we found out was that the university had lost the negative. I don't know how that's possible to lose what I'm told is approximately a $2 million negative, but it was lost. And so the film had to be rebuilt from two 35-millimeter prints that ran back in 1989 at the Bicentennial all across the country in different places. And they got the best two they could find, but they were still scratched up, dusty, taped, and a mess, frankly, and pieced together this film back together in a digital transfer, and then began a process of trying to stabilize the film and remove the dust and the scratches. And the reality is we took it even further and decided to turn it to digitally separate the channels and create a 5.1 stereo. And so the film is now beautifully remastered, far from perfect, mind you, because of what we had to work with, but it is much better than it ever was, frankly, on any of the DVDs of the past. So it's now 16:9, which is the widescreen instead of the old 4:3 square television that we used to watch those on. And it's now ready for young people to watch and enjoy. Their eyes are sophisticated, and they can't watch old stuff that looks and feels old. This has that brand new look and feel. So A More Perfect Union is now available also at miraclesandgodwetrust.com.
Miraclesandgodwetrust.com, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Ken Cromar. He is owner, manager of Blue Moon Productions, LLC. He's also the director, producer, I don't know what you'd say, rocket scientist behind the new remastered A More Perfect Union and Miracles in God We Trust. We'll talk more in seconds. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Can you confidently answer the question, was Jesus a socialist? Join us on Saturday morning, December 14th at Liberty Hall to hear the clear and insightful reply from one of today's leading champions for liberty, Lawrence W. Reed, author of Was Jesus a Socialist? Loving Liberty Incorporated is honored to present Dr. Reed for this kickoff event of Liberty Hall Lectures, Saturday, December 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning. It's free and it's timely. No registration is necessary, but seating is limited. Come early. Also, just in time for Christmas, buy 10 or more copies of the 5,000-Year Leap for just $250 each. Just in time for holiday giving. Single copy price is normally $10. Can't join us in person? Tune in to the Loving Liberty Radio Network for live talk radio and informative, insightful podcasts at lovingliberty.net or on your mobile phone app. Was Jesus a Socialist? Find out at the Liberty Hall Lectures, December 14th. Go to lovingliberty.net for details.
The film you're about to see was produced by Brigham Young University to reenact the miraculous Constitutional Convention by the Founding Fathers during the hot summer of 1787 in Philadelphia. It was created for the 1987 bicentennial celebration of the signing of the Constitution of the United States of America. 32 years later, producer Ken Cromar and Blue Moon Productions received licensing permission to distribute A More Perfect Union with a Blu-ray quality remastered upgrade. This proved difficult as the film negative had been lost. An exhaustive rebuilding effort was launched using two theatrical prints burdened by dust, scratches, and other deterioration, with the generous talents of MediaPreserve.com's Curtis McPherson and David Nada. This beautiful new copyrighted master has been created for you and future generations to enjoy. While Americans may never be able to properly thank all those who sacrificed, fought, and died to break free from an overbearing and overtaxing British king, to birth this nation in liberty, we can learn about how they created the greatest freedom document in the history of the world. With its laws, they specifically designed to protect the God-given rights of the individual from the tyrannical forces of government by limiting its powers. Next to life itself, a greater prize than liberty may not exist. And now, a more perfect union.
Kurt Crosby, my co-host, with us. And, you know, this movie, digitally remastered, miraclesandgodwetrust.com to get your copy, along with Miracles in God We Trust, two movies available now for Christmas. Kurt, I believe that A More Perfect Union is one of my favorite educational movies. It's a documentary, but it's in the style that's easy to watch and learn from. It's fun to feel like you're ringside, if you will, or basketball court side for the events of 1787. There's no movie like it, in my opinion. No wonder it cost a couple of $1 million to produce the original. And then, of course, a lot more time and money and blood and sweat and tears to do the remaster. Do you want to make a quick comment on this, Kurt? It's one of my favorite movies because I believe it's one of the easiest ways to get your arms around liberty, not only from a cognitive understanding of what happened there, but from an emotional perspective as well. You emotionally get pulled in by the sacrifices and the battles and the frustrations and the divisions and the eventual coming together that it took to create a more perfect union, not only from the movie point of view, but I mean talking about from a reality point of view of creating the greatest nation on the face of the earth, Kurt.
Well, when you when you talk about this, so many times we need heroes, we need those who can really give us the true picture. And I emphasize that word true and, you know, truthful or honest way that it was. History is a wonderful thing if you're given the real facts. So many times people are just, uninformed. And the thing I loved about this, I know we used this movie, More Perfect Union, as an integral part of our homeschooling effort in those many years back then. I wanted to emphasize the fact that, hey, here's how America was, I guess you could say, how it began, impressive individuals who the God of heaven has basically said that he found the best men that he could find to put together this these documents, especially the Constitution here, and for the I guess you could say the foundation of liberty, of course, here in America. But you know, this is a blessing for the whole world, and when you can see these individuals, in my opinion, doing great acting, and in other words, they're taking the original documents and recreating this event, the creation of the Constitution, and showing these back and forth situations where they had to give and take and work together to figure this all out. It's just impressive, Sam.
Yes, it is. And to have it remastered now in time for Christmas, incredible. A More Perfect Union is what it really is all about, celebrating the Constitution, a heavenly banner, Ken.
Yes. You know, as Kurt was talking there, I was reliving the many times I watched this film over and over as we're correcting the color and removing the scratches and taking out the jitters and all sorts of things to make this pristine new rebirth of the Constitutional Convention. Symbolically, by the way, what we need right now, right? And as I watched it, I thought of the things I hear on the radio every day at the news with regards to all the political drama that's going on. And I see, and what I note is, at the Constitutional Convention, these folks were passionate. They were angry. They were fighting out the details, but they did so with respect. And that's what an example of what we don't seem to be having today. The dialogue is not for the common purpose of good, it does not seem.
Yeah, they've had a civility that we've certainly lost, sad to say, in America. Now, I want to move. We're running quickly out of time. But I want to move to Miracles in God We Trust a little bit and end on that note, because really a more perfect union, we want to keep a more perfect union alive today, and it'll happen with conversations like the ones in Miracles in God We Trust.
Yeah. Miracles in God We Trust. Is God dead? Do miracles happen anymore?
Yes, they do.
I'm Linnea.
And I'm Stan. And we're on a quest of discovery.
Do you believe in God?
I do, yes. I wholeheartedly believe in God.
Yeah, I do.
I do believe in God.
Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
Do you believe in God?
No.
No.
I live with 5 roommates, and 3 of them believe in God.
I don't know how to answer that.
We know statistically right now that between 71 and 88% of Christian kids will deny their faith while they're at college. We get reports all the time from kids who walk in the classroom. The professor actually says, "How many of you are Christians?" They'll raise their hand. He said, "You won't be when you leave this class." And he starts on them right then at that point in time.
All things are possible to him that believeth. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Abraham Lincoln.
There have been many miracles that have formed America. In fact, our foundation, our root, is perfect.
We know for a fact that George Washington came out of a battle with bullet holes in his jacket and in his hat and was never touched by a bullet.
And they're being taught at these Christian colleges that God does not get involved in history. If anybody says George Washington was bulletproof, that's nonsense, because we weren't there, we didn't see it.
This kind of faith is truly what brings about every movement of freedom, which is why tyrants traditionally try to suppress faith and suppress religion. It's always like that.
They're getting it from the good guys and the bad guys that God doesn't do miracles, he doesn't get involved in history, and yet history shows that he does.
Americans who lived at the time of our nation's founding certainly were heroes, and they participated in what was a divinely directed miracle. Those who say that our Constitution is outmoded, that it's outdated, that it's not up to task.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. A More Perfect Union, digitally remastered, available now. That's one movie. The other one, Miracles in God We Trust. The website, miraclesingodwetrust.com, has them both for Christmas. And I'm telling you right now, if you want a healthy spirit of liberty, old school, meaning the history of our nation, the compromise and working together that it took to create a more perfect union, one of the greatest political documents ever created by man. I believe it's the political religion of our nation, if you will. The Constitution, with its checks and balances straight out of the Bible for guidance of how to run a country that is based on liberty and puts God above government. And then the understanding of today. Where do we stand? What can we do about it? How can we participate in making sure we preserve this more perfect union? That's really what it's about. It's about education, but it is fairly entertaining to watch what happens and see who responds how in both of these films, Ken.
Absolutely. We, by the end of the interviews, it was surprising as we dug a little deeper with some of the kids that they actually could recall miracles in their own life and said, you know, I guess I do believe in miracles. And that's really what we're hoping to do, is wake up America and to the cause of miracles and the cause of liberty. We're going to need them both for what's coming.
Give the website again, sir.
MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com.
You get both films and the copy of the Constitution if you want them before Christmas, available now. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you so much.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected to hold a historic vote to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Split sharply right along party lines, the panel is expected to end up being able to send the charges to the full House for it to take a pre-Christmas vote next week. Yesterday, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said it continues to be a farce.
Nancy Pelosi called the president an imposter just 3 weeks ago. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people, and that's why they've been out to get this president since even before he was elected.
New Jersey's attorney general says the deadly attack at a kosher market in Jersey City earlier this week is being investigated as domestic terrorism, saying the Tuesday attack indicates the market was specifically targeted. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
The United States Naval Academy will be honoring three victims of the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Base shooting during this weekend's Army-Navy football game. Midshipmen players will wear red, white, and blue ribbons pinned to their lapels or memorial patches to show respect for the three who died when a Saudi airman shot them in a classroom last week at the Naval Aviation School's command in Florida. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to start a months-long process of creating a three-digit phone number to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It would be 988. FCC Chair Ajit Pai says,
I believe 988 could help. It has an echo of 911, a number we all know. An awareness of this resource should make a real difference when those in crisis need a lifeline.
The existing hotline's current number is 1-800-273-TALK. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, it's Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. Ken Cromar doing a great job. We appreciate his leadership skills. You know, very few filmmakers, very few producers, owners, whatever you want to call them. I mean, he's everything in this thing. Chief bottle washer. Guys like that usually don't make movies like this, Kurt. So I want to throw out a big kudos to Ken and those around him for being willing to take on projects like this. You know, we need more of them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And when you look at the... I guess you could say viewing fair, or, you know, in other words, anything that there is to watch. So little of it is of value. You have to dig through so much to find something of real worth. And it's nice to be part of something that is.
All right, there's three stories in the news. In the mainstream press, running with two of them, they're not really running with the third much. I'm going to give you the headlines of all three so you can kind of see the comparison. Then I'm going to focus on the one I want to. How's that? Just go ahead and do it. All right, so some tweets about Greta, then get called a punk. They're talking about Donald. So Donald and this teenage Greta, environmental girl, going at odds. So they're battling now. And this is what I mean. Why do we got to battle with everybody about everything? Second headline says Democratic Michigan Rep. Rashida Glade, or whatever her name is, she basically talked about these white supremacists, and they were the ones that did the shooting, and she went on and on and on. So did a lot of the TV networks. It turns out it wasn't even white supremacists at all. Okay, but those are the two negative stories they go on about, Kurt. I don't mind talking about those a little more later, but I want to set those aside for a second. In the spirit of coming together, preserving a more perfect union, making America great again, doing all these different things, I want to throw out this story. Boys' t-shirt design leads to overwhelming results. Did you see this, Kurt?
Is this, it seemed like we talked about the
t-shirt
design along, okay, so yeah. Is it similar?
Yeah, well, it's the same story, but just kind of the next chapter,
an update.
If you will. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Boys' t-shirt design leads to overwhelming results. Now, the only thing I got against the headline is they need to tell you if it's positive or negative, right? Anyway, overwhelming, incredible, good news results, okay? The University of Tennessee now says it's raised more than $1 million for anti-bullying group, Kurt. I think that's fantastic.
So, okay. Say again or what happened at the end?
Let's just start over so you get the whole story because you might be confused. So this t-shirt was created by a little kid to celebrate his kind of favorite team. And it was all done by hand, and it was, you know, frankly, it was goofy. And he went to school wearing his shirt because he couldn't afford a shirt of his own. And so he made his own, and it was goofy, but it was, you know, his best effort. And everybody made fun of him and bullied him at school over his shirt. So then what happened is good guys got together and said, hey, man, we're going to help this kid. And so they took this shirt that he created and turned it into a real shirt. So boys' t-shirt design. And then they started selling the shirt, and it started making a bunch of money. Okay, so a Florida bullied fourth grader has helped raise nearly $1 million now for an anti-bullying nonprofit organization. So there you have it. And the good news is they've raised a ton of money. They say the shirt, which is no longer being made, made its way into some famous hands, which I think is good news. I don't know why it's not being made is my only concern about the story. But the bottom line is, I think this is something that Melania should pick up now. So my advice to Melania would be, hey, grab onto this thing, Melania. You could make the shirt. You could make it available to everybody. And let's promote it. Let's, you know, because I think we need to really work on the non-bullying efforts. I do believe that it's sad in America when, I mean, look, even politicians that go into restaurants get bullied. All the way down to a little kid trying to create a t-shirt because he loves his team and he can't afford one, getting bullied. To everybody in between, whether it's the Me Too movement, whether it's little babies getting murdered by abortion, you know, we need the efforts of good people everywhere to stand up for realizing that we are all God's children and we should start to act like it. Right? Now, on one hand, these other two stories, Trump tweets about Greta. So Greta just going ballistic and this 16-year-old girl that's got Asperger's literally attacking everybody at the United Nations conference saying, how dare you? And then Trump tweets about Greta, gets called a punk. Anthony Scaramucci accuses the president of bullying a child. See, I don't see it that way at all. And you would say, wait a minute, Sam, she is a child. I agree, but she's chosen to jump into the adult fray and do so in a very accusatory, attacking way. Going in front of the United Nations and attacking all adults, how dare you, for ruining the planet. And then she basically accuses us all of lying and destroying the country and leaving her generation with nothing. You can't jump into that fray as a little kid. And then when the going gets tough or somebody fires back, you go, wait a minute, you're attacking a child. How dare you? Or what a punk. Or okay, you can't have it both ways. And it reminds me of a child that commits a crime, Kurt. At some point, if they're 16 years old and they commit a heinous crime of an adult, they get treated as an adult. And they always say to leave the children out of it when it comes to politicians' parents. Hey, don't attack the children. I agree with that. But when the children start to jump into the political fray and into the arena, you know what? I submit to you that all bets are off. So I'm not endorsing President Trump attacking Greta. But I am saying that, you know, Trump tweets about Greta, then gets called a punk. I don't agree that he's literally attacking a child here. He's attacking somebody who has boldly jumped into, she got Person of the Year as an adult. She literally got the chance to speak to the United Nations, which none of us get the opportunity to do that. I'd love to be able to speak to the United Nations and give them a piece of my mind, too. Nevertheless, you can't have it both ways, media. You can't say she's a little girl, little child with Asperger's, and then launch her into the middle of these very politically hot debates with serious consequences. You can't do that. So I want to just say shame on the media and shame on whoever put her at the center of this in the first place. I do believe she's a little girl with Asperger's, and I do believe she deserves to be home with her parents and in school and not in the middle of this political arena. So I don't agree that it's, you know, Trump is bullying a child here. I don't see it that way. But they say there's been an endless supply of tweets congratulating Greta Thunberg on the honor of her youngest person ever being, you know, Person of the Year. But the battle just goes on. And I don't even know how to respond totally to this, Kurt, in the sense that I'm not trying to attack Greta. I know that she's been taught about this, and she fundamentally believes. Now, Donald basically said, hey, this is ridiculous. This little girl needs to work on her anger management problem and go watch a movie with her friends. So she now updated her Twitter to mock Trump, saying, hey, I'm working on my anger management, and I'm at a movie with my friends. So she's taking it well. And, you know, the sad part is everybody gets famous when they have these battles, Kurt. But in the end of the day, I'm not so sure that we move the cause of liberty forward. In fact, I think we erode liberty with every step of attacks here. So I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just disappointed in the mainstream press for allowing this to be treated as she's a child on one hand. On the other hand, well, she's not really a child. She's one of the greatest environmentalists our world has ever known. Let's put her in front of the United Nations to scold the whole world. And then let's go ahead and give her Person of the Year, making her just instantly famous. I don't think that you put a little girl in that kind of a limelight situation where the divisiveness is so great in the first place and then use, oh, you're a punk, you're attacking a child. I just think you can't win in these kind of situations. Our prayers are with Greta that she'll know the truth. Ready for the truth, Greta? Listen carefully, sister. God loves you. He is in his heavens. There's no doubt he gave us the earth and we should care for it. I agree. But there is plenty of room to spare. There is plenty of food and plenty. In fact, there's more than is needful by an all-loving God to care for his children on the earth. And to welcome children and to celebrate God, family, and country is the answer, trusting in God that there is room enough to spare. That multiply and replenish the earth is the commandment that he has never rescinded. And we need to trust in God. And so, Greta, I appreciate your concerns, and we should do all that we can to care for the earth God gave us. But let's not panic and spiral down into thinking all is lost, because it's not. Let's treat this little girl honorably and teach her the truth, shall we? But the divisiveness, in my personal opinion, has got to be set aside. But this idea that she's a child doesn't work that way, people.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, any comments on my point, Kurt? I'm just saying you can't treat Greta like an adult. Put her at the center of this divisive debate. Put her up in front of the United Nations. Give her personhood of the year. And then, say, wait a minute. You can't attack her. She's a little child. You can't have both, Kurt. You just can't have it both ways. And that's what they're trying to do. Same thing with the Second Amendment. They put children up there to promote gun control. I attacked one of the children, and then now I'm attacking a child. Okay, that's their game they're playing. It's not fair or honorable at all. And I call it out. So, Donald, you ought to be nice to this girl. Poor girl's deceived. We need to teach her about God and what God has told us about the earth, children, the blessings, family, what God's commandments are. Really, Greta needs guidance and love more than anything because she's a poor, confused little girl. There's no doubt about that. But you can't inject her in the middle of this and then act like she's a child. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to deal with adult matters, if you will, then you've got to be treated like an adult. And if you're not going to, hey, take this little girl home where she belongs. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, the main thing that comes to my mind right off is I remember the in some of these so-called wars or whatever that some of the guys would put women and children right by, for example, their military base or, where they were maybe shooting off rockets so that then if you retaliated, then you could be, you've killed women and children. That's a little bit the same way that this is, Sam. In other words, that, those who believe, who have this rabid belief of that the planet is dying, or at least that they're trying to promote that, and then I believe the real leaders of it are basically just using that to control the world. They use whatever weapons they need, in this case Greta, this young girl, to promote their issues and to fight their battle. They're ready because they say, hey, we've got her and we'll use her because when President Trump responds, then, hey, she's going to be the, little girl and he's the mean bully guy. And, it's just one more battle.
Yes, it is. And I bring up what I bring up too, not to attack Greta, not to attack President Trump either. I bring it up because there's got to be a better way forward. And believe it or not, I believe that Melania has the answer. This Be Best campaign, this coming together can make a tremendous difference. But I combine that with the story about the boys' t-shirt design leads to overwhelming results. University of Tennessee raised $1 million for an anti-bullying organization. I think we need more of that, and I hope that Melania can grab a hold of this story and give it even more legs. And if Melania can't for certain reasons, then, hey, somebody else hopefully can work on getting the rights to this and do a lot of good. There's a lot of good that can be done there. On the Greta and Trump thing, rather than the battle, rather than calling the president of the United States a punk, rather than, attacking this little girl, why don't we come back and say, hey, Let's teach about God's laws. Let's teach about, we do have an environmental responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be clear. However, when are we using it to truly take care of the earth as God asked us to, versus when are we using it for propaganda agenda? And when are we using it to promote, in my opinion, really dishonesty for the purpose of government control, right? I mean, in my opinion, that's the real discussion. For example, WorldNet Daily just released an article, Kurt, to highlight this. Subject says, 100 scientific papers drive stake through the heart of global warming claim. Did you see this, Kurt?
I'm not sure I saw that.
It's a really good article, though, and it kind of highlights this. You know, the scientific community, they want you to believe that it's kind of all solved, that the jury's in, that the discussion's over, and, hey, you as a human are ruining the environment. But you know what? It's not true. Evidence is showing more and more and more that the global warming claim is bogus. Now go ahead, exhale. Turns out that it's a big nothing hoax. And WND has a great article about this. And I bring this up because, again, this is where let's set aside all the battling. Let's set aside all the anger. Let's set aside all the attacks. And let's trust God before man. And we knew there was an environmental catastrophe or a meltdown of epic proportions. Sure, there's some problems with our water supplies and everything else. There's environmental problems that we can work on. But let's not panic and prevent having children and act like humans are the problem. Humans can be the solution. And so we need to teach Greta about this. We need to help Donald and the scientists understand it's okay to tell the truth. Okay? Just like Kanye West says, we need to get the blacks off the reservation of thinking you can only vote for a, quote, extreme liberal, a socialist or a communist. You can vote your conscience and vote conservative, and you don't have to be a slave to that narrative. Well, the same thing's true in the environmental movement. Now, I know I'm getting pretty bold here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be attacked relentlessly, but nevertheless, you don't have to be a slave to this idea that man knows best above God. Okay, when 100-plus scientific papers drive stake through the heart of the global warming claim, that tells you this is not settled science. And if we're going to defer with anybody on the topic, we're going to defer to God. And in my personal opinion, we're going to wait till science catches up. In the meantime, we're going to do our best to care for the planet. We're going to do our best to clean up environmental problems. But we're not going to let government use this as a wedge to shut down the birthing of children, to shut down the living of normal, wonderful, blessed lives. Okay, we're not going to let this divide for control happen. Anyway, there's my take on that. Any other tidbit on this 100-paper scientific driving the stake through the heart of the global warming discussions, Kurt? Anything else on that?
Well, one thing I will say, Sam, right now from the Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable bookstore, we have the Global Warming Hoax available for buck a piece if you make a contribution. So, you know, we've got those available. Just if you want that for, you know, it's a nice book from WorldNet Daily, you know, and, you know, you can make a contribution to Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio, wherever, and we'll send you out that book. The Global Warming Hoax.
Who wrote the book, Kurt?
I don't have it right here in my hand, but I'll try to get it during the break, and then I can tell you.
All right. Anyway, I think that's important to understand. You can get caught up on this. There's also a book, and I just don't have it in front of me either, but there's a book that Jerome Corsi wrote about oil. What's that?
Black Gold Stranglehold.
All right. Kurt can email me those two headlines. And that book's available too, Kurt?
I think I've got...
All right. Black Gold Stranglehold. That book is incredible too, again, because I'm not here to say that there's no scientific evidence that we've got, you know, problems with the Earth. I do believe we have a problem with CO2, Kurt. I believe that's true. You say, what do you mean, Sam? Come on. CO2 is just... Yeah, but we've got an imbalance here. Sometimes we're not saying it's the end of the world, but we are saying there's an imbalance. If you plant a lot more trees, Kurt, you could solve that problem. But when you deforest, and don't plant more trees, that can wreak havoc. Things can get out of balance. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think we just simply start to plant more trees and we work on the fix. That's all. But we don't create a panic. We don't create just to put everybody in fear. That's Satan's way. What we create is a way forward. What can I do about it? And I guarantee you, if we keep God's commandments and we work on caring for the earth as he's asked us to, and we turn to God and repent, he will heal our nation and protect us, Kurt. He'll heal our land is what he says. I don't know that it gets more clear than that. But see, it's only if you believe, Kurt. We started out this whole discussion by talking about a more perfect union, the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also then talked about miracles in God we trust. I think these discussions are just along the same lines. Also,
it's called the greatest, I found it. It's called the greatest hoax, how the global warming conspiracy threatens your future. It's by Senator James Inhofe. He's the author. And WorldNet Daily is the publisher.
Yeah, so give me both books and shortened headlines, and I'll put them up in the show notes, and we'll go from there. Now, Rashida Blade, or Glade, or whatever you say his name, she falsely claimed that a shooting in New Jersey, well, she blamed it on, quote, white supremacists, Kurt. But it turns out the two black shooters killed three civilians and a police officer in Jersey City, New Jersey authorities said. And I'm not here to attack her for her mistake, but here's what I want to point out. Was her mistake really an error? What I mean by that is, yes, she was wrong, so it was an error for sure. But was it an error because she really thought or was given wrong information? Or was it an error because she jumped to judgment without the facts, trying to capitalize on something and she misfired? Okay? And I submit to you that we need to step back and wait. Now, this guy was a member of the Black Israelites or whatever. They believe they're the real, I don't know what you say, progenitors of the Jew, whatever. And, okay, they believe all this strange, extreme stuff. Now, I don't agree with these people. I draw the line at violence. They have the right to believe what they want to. Okay, even if I disagree with their beliefs, I'll defend their right to believe and say it and think it. We can't have violence. And the violence is horrible, and our prayers are with everyone who suffered losses there. But I will say this, I don't like this jumping to conclusions by congressmen and senators and presidents and the media and et cetera, et cetera. Look, this had nothing to do with white supremacy at all. Extremism and supremacy of any kind is evil and wrong. We need to turn back to less attacks. We need to turn back and say, hey, how do we have respect for one another? And one of the great things about a more perfect union is it shows they had serious disagreements. But they did treat each other, comparatively speaking, with dignity and respect, and they didn't resort to violence. What they did do was defend themselves against an overly aggressive, violent king, and the greatest nation in the history of the world was born. It's called A More Perfect Union. The film is available now, along with Miracles in God We Trust. We need to bring back this belief in miracles and this In God We Trust idea. And believe it or not, President Trump has done a nice job of that, telling us the reason for the Christmas season is all about Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful to the president for that leadership, that example, that faith-filled declaration. I commend you, President Donald J. Trump, and I thank you for being willing to stand on that reality. And I say to the rest of us, let's work together and repent. If we do and we turn to God, he will heal our land and protect us. What a blessed promise. When it comes to the environment, let's find out the truth and work together to protect the earth God's given us and care for it and be great stewards thereof. But let's not disintegrate into panic. Let's do what it takes to restore at all levels and make America great again. Hour one in the can. Thanks to Ken Cromar for kicking it off for us. His movies, both of them, along with a copy of the Pocket Constitution, one of the greatest documents ever known to man. The Pocket Constitution, all available at miraclesingodwetrust.com. Hour one in the can, two coming up. Sam Curt and the good Sheriff Richard Mack will be with us. Man, hard-hitting talk radio, huh? We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. God save the Republic of the United States of America.